The KT meteor had the additional advantage, if you're a mammal, that is, that it landed in a shallow sea just 10 meters deep, probably at just the right angle, at a time when oxygen levels were 10% higher than at present, and so the world was more combustible. Above all, the floor of the sea where it landed was made of rock rich in sulphur. The result was an impact that turned an area of sea floor the size of Belgium into aerosols of sulfuric acid. For months afterward, the earth was subjected to rains acid enough to burn skin. In a sense, an even greater question than that of what wiped out 70% of the species that were existing at the time is how did the remaining 30% survive? Why was the event so irremediably devastating to every single dinosaur that existed, while other reptiles, like snakes and crocodiles, passed through unimpeded? So far as we can tell, no species of toad, newt, salamander, or other amphibian went extinct in North America. Why should these delicate creatures have emerged unscathed from such an unparalleled disaster? Asks Tim Flannery in his fascinating Prehistory of America, Eternal Frontier. In the seas it was much the same story. All the ammonites vanished, but their cousins, the nautiloids, who lived similar lifestyles, swam on. Among plankton, some species were practically wiped out, 92% of foraminiferans, for instance, while other organisms like diatoms, designed to a similar plan and living alongside, were comparatively unscathed.